America from Dallas, Texas at NRB 2021. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My good friend Craig Huey joins us, the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. It's great to be with you also.
Hey, having a great time here in Dallas, huh?
It's unbelievable seeing all these ministries and people with vision.
Exactly.
How to transform our society, how to transform politics.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'll tell you, we're so blessed with Shell. Thank you very much for...
Isn't she great?
Oh, she is, as Oswald Chambers would say, ineffable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's my secret weapon.
Yeah. Well, she's not staying secret very... She's not doing very, you know... When it comes to being clandestine, I mean, forget about that.
That's right.
If you have Shelly praying for you, get ready.
That's right.
Put on your crash helmet and get ready, because Jesus is going to do something, no doubt about it. But, you know, real quick, just to kind of wrap up the deal, because we were talking as we had finished up and you were coming
yes.
in. And a little bit of backstory on your perspective
right.
of Shell and her power of prayer and what was going on, and Maxine Waters, because we didn't get a chance to talk about Maxine Waters.
Oh, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. So your audience knows that she politically is as bad as they can be. Mm-hmm. I mean, her policies are, she is, and she'll admit, she's a pro-socialist. She pretends, she goes to churches and pretends she's with the faith community, but her policies are completely contrary to biblical worldview.
Right.
And she came into my office. She said, "I've heard that you're really an evil guy, and I just wanted to check it out." And I thought, what is going on?
This is, of course, when you were running for...
This is when I'm running for Congress. And I called my friend, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. I said, "You know Maxine Waters. She just called me out of the blue. She wants to come to my office." He said, "Be very careful, Craig."
Yeah. If she comes in on a broom, run. Just teasing.
So here's what's happened. Yeah. Bill, my heart... In my ministry over the years, one of the primary issues is the protection of the persecuted church. We have brothers and sisters
right.
who are in prison, who are being beheaded, who are being killed, churches burnt down, beaten up, so much discrimination against people of faith worldwide.
Right.
And back under when Obama was president, there was a woman, Miriam Ingram, who was in prison in the Sudan. And she was a Christian, and she would not renounce her faith in Christ. She had a little baby, and she was pregnant, and she was in prison. You can only imagine the prison. And so Obama's administration was doing nothing to help her, absolutely nothing. And so Maxine Waters comes in, and the Lord put it on my heart to talk to her about it, this imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I never heard of it." And what I did is... one of the big mobilizing tools Christians can use is petitions. I had gone to some of the local churches. I had, in her district, probably 2,000, 3,000 names of people who signed a petition to the State Department and to President Obama to help free her from prison.
Wow.
Maxine Waters looked at the stack of petitions and goes, "Wow, are all these in my district?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, "You can have a legacy of helping free this woman." She says, "Well, I'll look into it." And I thought that would be it. All of a sudden, I get a letter from her signed by every member of the Radical Black Caucus in Congress demanding that Kerry and Obama free this woman. In 2 days, she was free. This was so unexpected. This was a God thing that would not have happened had she not been involved in the prayer that my wife and I had with her, being able to show her these petitions and being able to mobilize her to do something.
Exactly.
Who would have thought the church would have been protected by her?
Yes.
That is not logical.
See, but this is the power of relationship, right?
All right.
And this is why God honors that. And, and Jesus was very clear about the biggest commandment, right?
Right.
The greatest commandment ever.
Yes.
Love God, love one another.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And so one thing I've learned from my wife, she has boldness I don't have. And she'll see someone and she'll come up and say, "How can I pray for you?" And whether she builds a short-term relationship, long-term, or never sees that person again, she's impacted that person. There's a few people who say, no, don't pray for me. Right. There's a few people who say, I don't believe in prayer. Most say yes.
Yes, exactly.
And they just, you know, you can pray for them, and it's the Spirit of God doing the work, not you.
Right. Well, and as Shelley and I were talking about, when she is being obedient to God, God is giving her utterance.
Yes.
And there's a word that comes out that, you know, and I shared this the other day with Dallas Jenkins, that it comes out of the throne room of God himself. And it is that word that goes out. You obediently speak it. It finds its mate.
Yes.
And then here it is. And then how is that person going to feel about you? And you're just being obedient to God.
Being obedient. And, you know, there's a reward. Maybe not here, but there's reward in being obedient. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, when you sit back and see how God creates divine connections, mm-hmm. how God changes things,
right.
and that is one of the tools. You've got an audience. Some of them are unable to do much, but they can pray.
Right.
You've got others who have family who are lost, kids or grandkids who don't know the Lord, people in their community. They can be prayer warriors, and if they be bold enough to say, I'd like to pray for you. How can I pray for
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
It can be transformational.
Well, the thing is that you got to think just for just a moment, what are these people going through?
Yes.
Especially right now. Here we are, post-pandemic, so to speak.
Still fear, just distress and suicide rates and drug rates and alcohol and just overeating
much. And we have no idea the suffering that's taking place.
Yes.
People in poverty. We've got political prisoners right now from
yes,
January
we do.
6th, locked down. And, I mean, it's breaks,
unbelievable.
It breaks my heart.
Yes.
The Uyghurs. Nothing is been said about the Uyghurs.
Right.
What's going on? I mean,
right.
we've got organ harvesting going on there.
You could just focus on China, and America should be on its knees. America should be in tears of what's being done with shutting down the churches, the home churches, locking up pastors. The persecution of this communist state is on steroids. But that's not all. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the Hindus attacking Christians in India
yes.
like never before. They've used COVID as a way of destroying more churches, beating up more Christians, burning down more Christian businesses, and the government's doing nothing, in fact, promoting it. And then you've got Africa.
Yeah.
It's turning out like the Middle East under ISIS.
Mm, yes, exactly. I mean, there's danger all around and, you know, anywhere. And, of course, we're seeing it so pronounced here, even in America.
Yes.
So in your Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts,
yes.
as you look at that,
yes.
I mean, those concentric circles and your Jerusalem is greatly affected. I mean, crime rate, suicide rate, teen suicide.
Oh, my.
I mean, addiction.
Yes.
What's happening in our southern border, all these things, and we're going to talk about some of these non-negotiables that
right.
we're dealing with right now
yeah.
on the other side of the break as we continue our conversation with Craig Huey. He's the coordinator and speaker of the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters, in America, the Huey Report. Stay with us. More from Craig on the other side of the break. Welcome back. We're the show that's fresh and independent, not beholden, you know, to people that want to cancel us and shut down our voice. We believe in a biblical worldview, and that has been the genesis of this whole radio show from day one. And it was almost from day one that I met Craig Huey back in Southern California and was introduced to the Election Forum. And I was just so excited by all the great work that they were doing with the Election Forum in terms of, you know, vetting candidates and propositions, even judges.
That's right.
That was the ongoing frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Going, Craig, we got to find a better way, you know, because the judges are they're not telling
yeah.
us the whole truth and
that's
nothing
right.
but right.
Yeah.
But that hasn't stopped Craig, and he continues to produce the Election Forum.
Yes.
And it's awesome because it's a great service for people of faith to vote their values, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because so many people from city council all the way up the ticket. Who are these people?
Right.
Because as Christians, people don't vote Republican or Democrat. They vote based upon policy, issues, non-negotiables that are based upon a biblical worldview. Christians look at voting differently. We have the honor and the duty to vote for, not against our values.
Exactly. Well, and one of the big problems that I've had to that point has to do with life.
Yes.
Okay? The abortion issue, and how many people in the church today, you know, quietly support policies that promote the very thing that's antithetical
right.
to what our God says.
That's right. You know, based upon the Bible, like Psalm 139. Mm-hmm. If you haven't read Psalm 139 for a while, open up the Word now. Yes. And 139, you know, God knew you.
Yes.
Before you were even born. God, you know, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. If you look at God's attributes, He knows the beginning to the end,
yes.
including your life.
No other God knows that.
No.
No other God
no.
knows it or has proven that.
That's right. And so God is a God of love for every person. And life is a gift. And Bill, I got to tell you, we're in a time now where there has been a major shift towards promotion by tax money and government
exactly.
of abortion like never before. Mm-hmm. We have the most pro-abortion president in the history of the United States.
Yeah, and this is the thing, it's amazing. I mean, bless his heart, this is a man who was raised a Catholic.
Yes.
And, you know, somebody once said to me, he said, well, you know, well, Joe Biden's a practicing Catholic. And with all due respect, I said, he needs more practice.
I love it. But here, many Catholics voted for him because they thought he would not be as pro-abortion. Many evangelicals, I just shake my head.
How can you disassociate the man from his party?
Yeah.
The platform is clear. They've taken God out of the platform. They've put abortion in its place, replaced God with abortion,
yes.
basically.
Yes.
Right?
It was an evil delusion that fell upon many pastors, many Christians who were blinded to the fact that their vote was voting for the killing of babies.
Yeah. And the thing that is, I guess, that is, I want to say exciting, because as quick as that shift has happened, you're
yes.
exactly right. I mean, this shift has happened within 5 years.
Yes.
Dramatic.
Yes.
What's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, COVID exacerbated it even more so because
yes.
this allowed a pathway for those on the left to run rampant, steal our freedoms, and to...
The COVID grew government, grew the power of the bureaucracy, grew the and with a historic determination to crush the church,
mm-hmm.
crush Christian ministries, crush Christians.
Yes.
It was a, I'll say it, Bill, a demonic attack
mm-hmm.
on people of faith.
Yes.
And the outcome has been the destruction of churches and
yes.
ministries. It has been some churches who remained open
yeah.
are doing great.
Exactly.
Other churches that were afraid to open, and instead of obeying God, they obeyed man. Mm-hmm. They obeyed government.
Mm-hmm.
Those churches are declining. They have lost people. There are people who have never come back to church.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the way it was supposed to happen. Maybe
yes.
this is God's natural order of calling.
Shaking.
Calling the herd, shaking
yes.
and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And, okay, God's going to do a great thing, just like he did mm-hmm. with Gideon's army.
Yeah.
But I don't need 10,000 soldiers.
Right.
Okay, well, how about 300?
That's right? That's right. God is in control. So
yes.
we'll see what God's going to do. But luckily, we have had a historic change in the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And the Supreme Court now is more of a strict constructionist court than a judicial activist court that legislates from the bench.
Exactly.
They're more conservative. And what's happened is that they came out to support the opening of churches and saying what the governors of these states that were closing down the churches, what they were doing was unconstitutional.
Exactly.
And that sets a protection for the church for the future.
Right. And it should embolden them.
Yes.
I mean, if you're not going to get your boldness from God himself and understanding that
yeah.
it's Jesus Christ's institution.
Yes.
He established it himself,
yes.
said, oh yeah, by the way, even the
yes.
gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
That's right.
That's pretty powerful. When you're talking about yeah. the supernatural world,
yeah.
cannot even offend the church, but yet the church is acting like it is. Wait a
yeah.
minute. Then you wonder, you say, is this the real church? You see, and this is the other thing too. Talk about non-negotiables.
Yes.
What's coming out, whether we're talking about abortion, whether we're talking about these policies that are coming
right.
down. You see, you have real life experience.
Yes.
I tell the kids all the time, it is experience that defines preference.
Mm-hmm.
And people are realizing Joe Biden is not the moderate that he you pretend to be.
No.
The Democratic Party's policies are exposed.
Yes.
Their socialism, the run to socialism and communism is so evident that reality is hitting them. And as I mentioned, even with abortion, the thing that I'm finding, Craig, is that, you see, where women are having a hard time with the response of women who have experienced abortion.
Yes, yes.
They're going, hey, they lied to us.
Yeah.
Science that you tell us today, we should be, we're looking at science and we're saying, wait a minute, here's a baby's heartbeat.
Yeah.
This is a child.
Yeah.
This explains why this meaningless piece of skin that I got out of my body, why I've been tormented, and why, you know, and I say this all the time, I will talk with women and they'll tell me, Craig, they'll say, hey, you know, my child would have been seven today.
Oh, it's a heartbreak.
What do you do when they say that?
Well, you know, when I speak at churches, I realize half the congregation probably has had an abortion.
You know, they say, according to Barna, at least a third.
Yeah, and at least they know a grandchild or something has been aborted. So I say, God is a God of forgiveness.
Yes.
And I talk about how God forgives, and God lifts up and enables you to be able to move on and to help others.
Yes.
And part of that helping others is the history of the church, Bill. The history of the church from the time Paul and the early church under Rome, they were the people, and when people would have an abortion, they would throw the baby alive on the side of the road. The Christians came along and picked them up. The Christians started adoption. Adoption is the alternative to abortion, and Christians need to stand up and start adopting in greater numbers. This is the alternative for every pregnancy that's not wanted. And let me mention this to you. I'm very passionate about this. I would not be sitting here right now if back when I was born, the laws were like they are now, because I was adopted.
I know.
And I had the greatest parents, and I thank God for that.
Yeah.
But look at the millions of babies slaughtered who never were able to live like God had intended for them to live.
Right. So wonderfully made.
Yeah.
That he knew even in their mother's womb,
yes.
he was putting them together.
Yes.
And, you know, so miraculously, we were talking with the Irwins. I don't know if you had a chance. They're just, these four kids are just incredible.
Yeah.
And we went back to that.
Yeah.
I said, can you imagine, here you are, the way your voices have come together, how God engineered in your mother's womb, the four of you, so that you could harmonize and take the gospel message musically out to the nations.
That's God.
I mean, you sit there and go... Oh, you know, and just thinking about that. But this is the thing. See, God's ways, not our ways.
Not ours.
Right. Whether it has to do with, you know, Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden, people that we may not necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you know, God created them. He made them wonderfully in his image. And so we must pray. We must pray and understand the same token. There are these non-negotiables, these things that you cannot accept because they are ungodly, right? We got 20 seconds left, Craig.
Bill, I just ask people to be people of prayer that are listening. And I encourage them to reach out to the broken and hurting world.
Well, Craig Huey's book, The Christian Voter, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. 7 non-negotiables for voting for not against your values.